can hear the difference. Bright and beautiful music. KIXI, AM and FM, Seattle.
Stay tuned for the news next at 10 p.m.
CBS News, world leaders have expressed diverse opinions over American involvement in Vietnam. I'm Jim Kilpatrick, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. President Ford said Thursday night at a White House dinner, the United States has undergone a tragedy in Indochina that is affecting all the countries in Southeast Asia. At the same state dinner, Singapore's Prime Minister Lee called Vietnam an unmitigated disaster and said the United States must let friends and allies know where they stand and act quickly in the case of aggression. Australia's Prime Minister Gough Whitlam took a different view of the Vietnam situation, saying his government will now have more confidence in the United States now that the Vietnam entanglement is over. Whitlam told the National Press Club American resources will no longer be dissipated in a fruitless cause which was doomed from the beginning. The Australian Prime Minister said the question should not be asked who lost Vietnam.
The truth is that the United States didn't lose Vietnam any more than she lost China. Vietnam was not America's to lose. What was defeated was not the United States and her allies, but a policy of foreign intervention which was bound to fail. There was no time in the past 30 years when such a policy could have succeeded.
Australia's Prime Minister Whitlam. Members of the Black Congressional Caucus say the refugee resettlement drive illustrates America's habit of helping whichever group it designates as victims of the year while ignoring its own economic problems. The issues of the caucus is not whether we have a commitment to Vietnamese refugees, but whether we have a commitment to all the people of this nation. More after this.
If you ever use a hemorrhoid preparation, you should know this. Vaseline Brands has news. It's Hemorrhoid Ointment. Hemorrhoid works fast, helps protect with a proven medical ingredient for soothing occlusion. And Hemorrhoid gives you only this key ingredient, so it gives you more than the leading preparation. Now at your first sign of pain, burning, and itching, turn to soothing Hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoid from Vaseline Brands. Use only as directed.
The American woman is a business executive, a housewife, an author, a judge, a star athlete. In other words, the American woman is what she wants to be. And on the CBS News broadcast series, The American Woman, we report on and talk to women we're sure you'll find interesting. I'm Sylvia Chase, CBS News, a regular contributor to this series on the achievements and dilemmas of women in today's society. Listen for The American Woman, Monday through Saturday on most of these stations of the CBS Radio Network.
The House Judiciary Committee has given tentative approval to the administration's open-ended refugee bill, the measure expected on the House floor next week. Anesthesiologists in the San Francisco area are remaining out of the operating room as a protest to rising medical malpractice insurance rates. The strike may now spread to all major cities in California. In Washington Thursday, there was a medical malpractice conference. Barry Serafin reports.
Everyone at the conference agrees that rapidly rising medical malpractice insurance rates are creating a crisis, but doesn't agree on where the blame or solutions lie. Robert Cartwright, president of the American Association of Trial Lawyers, told the legislators that the root cause is not to be found in big court settlements, but in the medical profession.
We could eliminate the malpractice, which is caused by medical negligence and sometimes clumsy, inept, and even fraudulent treatment. There wouldn't be any malpractice cases, and we wouldn't have the problem that we have here today.
Not surprisingly, doctors disagreed. Dr. Malcolm Todd, president of the American Medical Association, said everyone seems to have forgotten that physicians are not infallible and that some medical procedures still involve risks.
What physicians find so frustrating, so unjust, is that the more hazardous the procedure that they must employ on the patient's behalf, the greater the risk of being sued for their efforts.
Dr. Todd warned that thousands of doctors may be forced to leave their profession because of a cutoff in their insurance protection. Barry Serafin, CBS News, Washington.
More after this.
Some people think we play ping pong all day. They're wrong. The USO isn't all fun and games. Today, the USO has millions of problems like this one in Germany.
My family's going crazy living in a tiny apartment. Where can we live?
Today's USO has millions of problems like this one in Asia.
I'm hooked on drugs. Where can I get help?
Or this problem in Athens.
Our marriage is breaking up. Can you help us?
Today's USO has little time for ping pong. We've got serious work to do. We've got lots of new problems here and overseas. The problems are big. How big? Well, if someone asks you, who needs the USO? Tell them,
we do! We do!
Over 5 million American military personnel and their families need today's USO. And because we get no government funds, we need all your support. Please give to USO through the United Way or local USO campaign.
Seek provisions, the Congressional Energy Package. It includes petroleum import quotas, higher taxes on gasoline, inefficient automobiles, and industrial use of natural gas and petroleum products. The government has put in the mail the first of the 1974 tax rebate checks. The Internal Revenue Service says that all of the 78 million rebate checks will be sent by June 15th. I'm Jim Kilpatrick, CBS News.
When you shop at your friendly Tradewell store, there's never any mystery about the values you receive. Tradewell offers the best food, the best selection, the best service, and at the best possible price. So don't be mystified about shopping for food. Shop at your friendly Tradewell store and stretch your food dollar without sacrificing quality. Here are some outstanding values at your friendly Tradewell. USDA Choice Boneless Top Round Beef Steak, $1.58 a pound. Large crisp heads of lettuce, 3 for 89 cents. Red ripe cherry tomatoes, 10-ounce cup, 39 cents. Skippy creamy or chunky peanut butter, 28-ounce jar, $1.19. Shop Tradewell for quality with economy. Tradewell is headquarters for USDA prime beef. Now here is E.G. Marshall, your host on CBS Radio Mystery Theater.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Welcome to another hour of mystery and suspense, to an incredible tale of terror among the world-famous granite statues of the secluded Minotti Sculpture Garden in the forbidding foothills of the Colorado Rockies. The silence of the night is suddenly pierced by the frantic cries of a woman inside the caretaker's cottage, trying to call the police.
Operator! Operator! I want the police! Hurry! Please! Please! Oh, God!
Sheriff Talbot!
Hurry! Hurry!
Oh, now, just take it easy, ma'am. Where are you?
Caretaker's cottage. Minotti Garden. Please, hurry! Hurry!
Now, calm down, ma'am. Where's the caretaker, Pietro?
I don't know. I ran here. The door was open. Please! Please! Hurry!
Ran? From what?
One of the statues. A statue of a man. And I passed it. His hand reached out, touched my back, called my name.
What?
It touched me. The statue touched me. Hurry, please. Please.
Our mystery drama, Taken for Granite, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Hank Warner and stars Howard Da Silva. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Uncle Ben's Long Grain and Wild Rice. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
There's a lot of free spirit at your Buick dealers. If you're ready to buy, he has lots of bright, shiny 1975 Buicks. And a nice selection of used cars, too. If you want a checkup for your present Buick, or to get your car in shape for a trip, his service department has everything it takes. Free spirit at your Buick dealer. It's part of every deal.
Living free.
I've tried. but I can't find a decent job.
There must be one person I can hire with the qualifications I'm looking for. But where is he?
Last year, Job Service brought over 4 million people and jobs together. In 40 years, we've never charged a fee. Call Job Service.
We're working to get people working. Jobs for people. People for jobs.
For Job Service, contact your state employment service. A message on behalf of the U.S. Department of Labor.
See if you can identify these sounds. Squeaky door. Lion growling. A motor scooter. Cow mooing. Spanish dancer. If you agreed with these guesses, you've been fooled, because each sound was made by a whale. That's right, a great big blubbery old whale just buzzing and clicking and grunting away deep down in the ocean. The National Audubon Society has joined a world effort to save these amazing animals from extinction. We need your help. To find out what you can do, write National Audubon Society, 950 3rd Avenue, New York, New York, 10022.
Let us join the group of tourists in the charter bus parked in front of the Hotel Barrett in Barrettsville, the Colorado Mountain Resort. They're waiting cheerfully and unaware. Unaware that the one member of the group who has not yet boarded the bus is doomed, if she shows up in time, to take the last ride of her life.
Attention, please. Are we all here? Now, we should be 24, yes? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 20, 22, 23. Oh, still one missing. Always one missing. It's always Miss Masterson. Oh, that young lady will be the death of me. It's just not fair to the rest of you. Well, I ought to go see what's keeping her. Oh, here she is coming out of the hotel. Hurry! Hurry!
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just couldn't
get in, get in, get in. Always excuses. Okay. John, we go now. Angelo Menotti was born in Florence, Italy. At the age of 20, his genius as a sculptor was discovered by Silas Barrett, the eccentric gold mining millionaire and art collector who brought Menotti here. After working for 15 years, Menotti completed his monumental work. More than 50 life-size nude granite figures depicting the universal life cycle of mankind from infancy to death at old age. We are almost there, about a half mile up this side road. The sculpture garden was open to the public for less than 1 year until Silas Barrett's young wife and Angelo Menotti mysteriously disappeared. Silas Barrett ordered the garden closed for as long as he lived, 12 years. The sculptures and the parkland were bequeathed to Barrett College with a proviso that permission to visit the sculpture garden could be granted only by the chairman of the Fine Arts Department, currently Dr. Janus Kellerman. Oh, here we are. Now, please remain in the bus, everyone, until the gates are open.
You can park right there.
Are you the caretaker, Pietro Franzoni?
At your service. Signora Mannerheff?
Yes.
Dr. Kellerman phoned me you were on your way. Would you like me to escort you?
Thank you. But that won't be necessary, really. Dr. Kellerman gave me these pamphlets about the exhibits.
As you wish, Signora. If you should need me, I will be in my cottage. I must lock the gate.
Are there any other gates?
No, this is the only gate. There is an iron fence all around the park. When you're ready, your driver can blow the horn. I'll come back in my jeep. It's not far from my cottage here.
Thank you. Oh, dear me, it's clouding up. Do you think it will rain?
Well, could be, maybe. Thunder shower. Over soon. I'll go now.
You can see on your pamphlet the diagram of the exhibits. Now, we will go down this broad path to the self-sculpture of Menotti at work. Then, along the groupings of the life cycle statues. Then, to the fountain. The exhibits are numbered and explained. Behind the curtain of water, falling over the brim of the huge saucer-shaped bowl, are seven male figures straining to support the saucer. Some straining with greater effort than others, reflecting Menotti's philosophy that not all members of society are equally burdened.
Oh, we'd better hurry back to the bus. Come, hurry! Hurry, everyone! Hurry! For heaven's sake! Oh, we're just in time. In the bus! In the bus! Close the door! John, blow the horn. We'd better start back. Oh, my, that was close. Now, let's see. Are we all here? Now, 22, 23. Oh, no, Miss Masterson again. Oh, this is too much. This is too much.
Are you leaving now, Signora? I shall open the gates.
One of our group is missing. Did you see her?
Oh,
young lady?
I didn't see anyone. Do you want me to look for her? What's her name?
Helen Masterson. No, wait. Do you have a telephone?
A telephone? Yes, Signora. In my cottage.
I must teach her a lesson. We will not wait. She can telephone for a cab and pay for it herself. Open the gate, please.
Are you sure?
Please, unlock the gate.
Anyone here? Hello? Hello?
Come in. Come in. You are so wet.
Yes.
You're shivering. Did you get lost?
Yes, I missed the bus.
Come close to the fire. I will put more wood on. Oh, you are cold. Would you like some brandy? Here, drink. It will warm you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, your clothes, they are very wet. Here, I have a warm robe. You go into the other room and take off your wet clothes. We will hang them by the fire until they dry. Your clothes are not dry yet. More espresso? You can try it with a little more brandy.
Oh, yes, please. Oh, this is such a charming room. I just love these animal figures. The frog, the turtle, that cat. They're simply magnificent. Who did them? Menotti?
Menotti? No. I made them. I am the creator.
You? They are beautiful.
You are surprised. I understand. You wonder how Pietro can do it with only one good hand, no?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you had...
Oh, that's all right. Look, three fingers on my right hand are no good. Crushed. They can no longer hold a hammer.
Crushed?
Well, a long time ago, when I came to this country, I was an apprentice to Menotti. A big block of granite fell on my hand and crushed my fingers.
Oh, how awful. What a terrible accident.
It was no accident. Menotti was careless. Careless? But sometimes I think he was not so careless. I think he knew what he was doing.
But why? Why would he let something like that happen?
Because he was jealous. He knew Mr. Barrett liked my work. He heard him say so many times. Oh, Menotti, he was a great genius, but... Que sera, sera. Mr. Barrett and Menotti, they built this cottage and made me caretaker here. As you can see, I am still caretaker.
But you are an artist. These animal figures, if you don't carve them, how do you make them look like sculptures? I just adore this turtle.
You like the turtle? Here, for you, take it. A present.
Oh, thank you. I just love it.
You are an art student? You are simpatico. I will show you my secret.
Secret?
Come, I will show you my workshop. In here.
A studio. What are these machines?
This one crushes stone, makes granite chips. This is a grinder to grind the chips and make the granite like sand. The turtle, feel how heavy it is. Like stone, but not solid stone. I will show you. I take the granite sand, I mix in very thin lacquer, like this, in a blender. I put the mixture in the paint sprayer, so... Put a real live turtle on the table like this. Now, you watch and you will see. Spray turtle, so... Now it is wet. I sprinkle a little bit of dry powder. It will soon dry and look like before, but a little bit heavier.
How ingenious. And the frog, the cat, the dog, the birds, same technique?
Mostly the same. I experiment sometimes with taxidermy before I use the spray.
Well, this has been a real pleasure, Mr. Franzoni. My clothes must be quite dry by now.
Miss Masterson?
What is it?
May I ask about your art school?
What?
Have you ever modeled at the school?
Oh, now and then. Why?
If you will forgive me, Miss Masterson, I can tell, even with the robe on, that you have a most beautiful body.
Oh, thank you. It really is rather average.
No, oh, no. It is beautiful. Please, do not be offended. I would like, if you will permit me, to make a plaster cast of you, please, as a remembrance.
That's very sweet, Mr. Franzoni, but I really must be getting back to town. If you'll call me a cab, we're all going to a square dance after dinner.
I beg you, please.
But why a cast of my body? It will take too long. Why not a death mask?
I work fast. It will not take long. Then I will drive you back to your hotel.
What will you do with the plaster cast?
I will reassemble the sections and spray the entire cast with my granite solution. It will be the centerpiece of my first exhibition.
Well, if it really won't take too long...
Oh, thank you, Miss Masterson. Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning, Dr. Kellerman.
Good morning.
I'm sorry to trouble you.
Well, not at all. Not at all. Now, what can I do for you? Did your group enjoy the visit to the Menotti Garden? Too bad it rained. Or would you have some coffee?
No, thank you.
You seem upset.
I'm afraid I am quite upset.
Oh, why?
One member of our group, Miss Masterson, Helen Masterson, is... Well, she's missing.
What?
She didn't come back on the bus with us.
Miss Manerhoff, are you telling me you left her there? Actually, left her there?
I'm afraid so. I'm afraid something terrible may have happened.
Horrified Dr. Kellerman has our sympathy. We can understand his agitation. All he probably can imagine is that another mysterious disappearance inside the sculpture garden will revive the notoriety and scandal of the still unsolved mystery of Mrs. Barrett and Angelo Menotti. As for Miss Masterson, it does seem that for the role of a devotee of art for art's sake, she is well cast. I'll be back shortly with Act Two.
Hi, I'm Burl Ives.
You know, nothing perks up a meal like an exciting side dish. And I'd like to tell you about one your family and your guests are sure to love and keep on loving. It's Uncle Ben's long grain and wild rice. It's a mouth-watering mixture of Uncle Ben's converted bran rice, wild rice herbs, and seasonings. It's the kind of side dish that can make an ordinary meal a great meal and can keep a great meal from becoming ordinary. In fact, Uncle Ben's long grain and wild rice is so good, they tell me that most everyone who tries it comes back for more. That's because there are no compromises in quality. But that's the way Uncle Ben's does business. So, to make an ordinary meal a great meal, try Uncle Ben's long grain and wild rice. And to make sure you get the quality ingredients and good taste I've told you about, make sure it's Uncle Ben's.
Here's a tip from your Better Business Bureau on the metric system. You know, the worldwide trend today is toward a universal system of measurement, the metric system. The names of this new system may sound strange to you at first, but fortunately, there are only a few words that have to be learned for everyday use, and these are the millimeter, centimeter, meter, and kilometer for describing length and distance, the milliliter and liter for capacity or volume, the gram, kilogram, and ton for weight, the kilometer per hour for highway speed, and the degree Celsius or centigrade for temperature. You're already using some of these terms more than you may realize. For example, when you go to the supermarket, you see weights expressed in grams on more and more packaged items. Now, for more information on this whole metric system, write to Metric Information Office, National Bureau of Standards, Washington, D.C. Dr. Kellerman faces a dilemma. Recovering from the first shock of being told that a missing tourist was last seen inside the sculpture garden, he must decide whether to call in the sheriff at once or further question Miss Manerhoff himself. He has decided on the latter, which puts him at a decided disadvantage. After all, the curriculum of his fine arts department could hardly include a course in the fine art of murder.
I simply cannot understand why you left her there. It's a totally irresponsible act, Miss Manerhoff.
I know. I know I shouldn't have. I asked Franzoni if he would call a cab for her to take her back to town. Doctor, I'm afraid I was very annoyed. But she was not at breakfast this morning. I asked the hotel manager to check her room just before I called you. Her room had not been slept in.
Well, that is strange.
Well, it happened several times on our tour, going off on her own to dinner and not sleeping in her own room. But she has always showed up at breakfast.
Mm. Well, I suggest we approach this in orderly fashion.
Yes.
Well, first, let me call the caretaker. You can listen on the extension.
Thank you.
Hello?
This is Dr. Kellerman, Pietro.
Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. Listen carefully, Pietro. Greta, the guide on the bus yesterday, is in my office, listening on an extension. Now, I have some questions.
Yes, Dr. Kellerman?
Did you see a young lady, Miss Masterson, after the bus left?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Miss Masterson. She came to the cottage in the rain. She said she lost her way. She was very, very wet. She was here a short while, until her clothes dried in front of a fire.
Well, did you call a cab for her?
I tried, but the line was busy. I was afraid she would get sick, so I drove her back to town in the Jeep.
Well, did you drive her to the hotel? Are you there, Pietro? Did you hear me? Did you drive her to the hotel?
It stopped raining when we got to town. She said she wanted to do some shopping. I let her out on Main Street near the hotel.
Yes, and then?
I stopped at a drugstore for aspirin. I bought a bottle of Chianti at the supermarket and drove back here.
Well, thank you, Pietro. Well, there, you heard.
Yes, I heard.
I'd better phone the sheriff.
Did you hear, Miss Masterson? Dr. Kellerman, he just called me. Greta was listening. They are wondering where you are. What happened to you? What could I tell them, Miss Masterson? That you died in the cast? That while I was putting the plaster of Paris on your face, some of it got into your nose, and that I went to make some fresh espresso while the cast was drying, and you died? It was not an accident, Miss Masterson. I was careless. Careless.
That's all we know, Sheriff. What I told you on the phone. Unless Miss Manon...
I can't think of anything else, Sheriff.
By the way, Doctor.
Yes?
I checked drugstore and liquor store on my way here. They both confirmed Pietro's story.
Well, I never doubted it, Sheriff.
Yeah, it's routine. Well, guess you might as well put out an all-points bulletin of her description.
Well, I should tell my home office. If she is missing, they'll want to alert her... her parents in Columbus. I'd better be getting back to the bus.
I'll see you to the elevator. I'll be right back, Sheriff. Well, we look forward to another visit with an art group soon.
We plan to, Dr. Kellerman. Oh, you have a magnificent sculpture garden.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Thanks again.
Goodbye. Well, she's gone.
What's on your mind, Doctor? What you sweating about?
Her clothes. Her bags. Why she left them at the hotel?
Yeah. That's not good, Doctor. If she doesn't show up at the hotel by 3 o'clock, I'll go over her room with the manager. Maybe a note, a clue, letters.
You know why I'm so upset about this, Sheriff. You do know.
I understand.
She must be found. Now, it's taken years to live down the mystery of Sarah Barrett and Minotti. You know that we can't afford to have that revived. Particularly now that the Chamber of Commerce wants the garden reopened to the general public as a tourist attraction.
Yeah, well, we'll do the best we can. I got to go now. I'll phone you after I see the hotel manager.
Kellerman speaking.
Sheriff Talbot, Doc. Just gone over Miss Masterson's room. Not a thing. No note, no letters, clothes, and bags still here. Looks bad, Doc.
I was afraid of that.
I'll phone Manorhoff tonight at the Broadmoor. According to her schedule, the group will be leaving there in the morning.
Yes. She better be told. Thank you, Ben.
Thought you'd like to see this, Doc. It's a newspaper clipping I got in the mail this morning from the police chief in Columbus, Ohio.
Thank you. Mr. and Mrs. Homer Masterson of Rosewood Heights reported today to Police Chief John Murray that their daughter, Helen, has been missing for the past 2 weeks. Miss Masterson is reported to have disappeared during a chartered bus tour of art exhibits in the West. Well, these things have to come out sooner or later, I guess.
At least there's no mention of Barrettsville.
Keep your fingers crossed. Well, thanks for bringing it over, Ben.
Keep in touch. Bye.
Jane, you can tell that young man, Dr. Larson, to come in now. Sorry to have kept you waiting, Doctor. Have a seat, please.
I don't mind. I'm on vacation.
Oh, backpacking, eh?
Yeah.
I'll just put it down anywhere. I've got your card here. Here it is. Dr. Arnold Larson, assistant curator of Cincinnati Museum of Fine Arts. Well, and how is Dr. Murdoch? We were classmates at Wisconsin, you know.
Oh, he's fine. He sends regards.
Well, then. What can I do for you?
When I told Dr. Murdoch I'd be spending my vacation backpacking through the Colorado Trailway, he suggested I drop by to see you.
Good.
And, of course, the Minotti Garden.
Why, naturally. Now, when would you like to visit the garden?
Well, any time it's convenient.
This morning?
That'd be fine.
I'll have one of the men drive you out.
Dr. Larson? I will open the gate. welcome, Dr. Larson. Excuse me, I must lock the gate again.
Well, this is magnificent.
Yes, magnificent. Oh, your backpack. I'll take it to the cottage.
Oh, thanks.
Now, when you finish, come back to my cottage, yes?
Yes, thank you.
You have a map of the garden?
Uh-huh, in the brochure.
Very good. You start that way and follow the sign.
Yes, yes, I'm sure I'll have no trouble.
All right. I'll see you later, Dr. Larson. Ah, Dr. Larson. You've gone a long time. Come in. Come in, please. I thought maybe you'd be back for lunch.
Well, there is so much to see. The time passed so quickly.
You had no lunch, then. You will have some antipasto and a glass of wine.
Oh, sounds great.
Good.
Well, that was delicious. I didn't realize how hungry I really was.
Mochianti?
Oh, half a glass. Oh, that photograph on the wall of the statue of a man, is that a Menotti, too?
It fools you, too.
Fools me? Well, what do you mean?
It's me.
What do you mean, you? It's a sculptured statue. Oh, you mean you did it?
No. No, come. I will show you. In my workshop. Come.
Hey, that's quite a studio.
Here now, behind the screen, hanging on the wall.
What is it?
Here. Hold it. Feel it.
Well, it looks like something made out of a skin suit.
That's right. A rubber skin suit, like divers use. The outside covered with granite powder. Sprayed on with lacquer.
Incredible.
See, I put on the skin suit. It covers my whole body, also my head and face. Then I spray, set up a camera for time exposure. The photograph, you see, it's me. It's a joke, Dr. Larson, a joke. I have fun. I make what art critics call a living statue. I like to experiment.
I must say, that photograph sure fooled me. Well, I guess I'd better be going now.
Please, you have a few minutes, just a few minutes. I'd like to show you a more serious experiment.
Oh?
Here, behind the stone wall.
Behind the stone wall?
This big stone opens like a door. Now wait. I will put on the light. You see?
A statue of a woman. It's beautiful.
Touch it. Go ahead. Touch.
Well, it feels like granite. Looks like granite. Is it sculptured granite?
No. Plaster cast, sprayed many times with granite powder spray. Good?
Well, I don't know what to say. I am impressed. I'd like to come back sometime to learn just how you do it, if I may. But I'd better be on my way, and thanks so much for everything.
I would like to ask a favor, Dr. Larson.
Favor? Well, what is it? Oh, don't you feel well? Do you look sick?
What?
Your eyes look...
One favor, please.
What?
Would you permit me to make a plaster cast of you? I mean, the lady is so lonesome.
Me? A cast of me? What a crazy idea. Hey, let go of me.
I will not hurt you, please.
Let go of me. Get your hands off me.
Oh, no, do not leave.
Let me go, damn you. Let go of me.
Oh, stay.
You're hurting me. My neck.
I do not mean to push you down. Please, I'll help you up. Do not die, Dr. Larson. No. I do not want him to die, Miss Masterson. You believe me, yes? I only want to
to make a cast. So you are not lonesome, Miss Masterson.
It seems our young man didn't quite believe in art for art's sake. Or was he simply one of those social drinkers who can't take even a small glass of wine without getting plastered? I'll be back shortly with Act Three.
In Popular Library's best-selling novel, 34 East, a ceasefire line is drawn in the Sinai. On one side, Egyptian and Soviet troops. On the other, Israel and its American allies. Then, Arab fanatics kidnap the President of the United States, forcing the great powers to start the countdown for nuclear war. The suspense reaches a shattering climax in 34 East, the international bestseller, now in paperback. 34 East. Read it today while it's still fiction.
Oh, great spirit, whose voice in the winds I hear, make me walk in beauty. Make my heart respect all you have made.
In some Americans today, the spirit of that Indian prayer is reborn. But now everyone must get involved in the struggle against pollution and litter. Write Keep America Beautiful, 99 Park Avenue, New York, New York. People start pollution. People can stop it.
A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
Ever been riding along in your car and hear a radio announcement asking you to go to your local hospital to make an emergency blood donation?
For donors with B negative blood.
Happens every day.
Call that hospital immediately.
How come blood is in such short supply that emergency pleas have to be made? Because not enough people give blood. It's that simple. We know you're busy these days, but think, you're alive and well too, and you could help others to be that way. Your easy donation of blood to Red Cross or any other volunteer blood bank actually helps a number of people. Because the blood you give is split up into various components, sometimes as many as five. It gives life to a whole lot of people. So don't wait for an emergency announcement before you call your local Red Cross blood bank. If you call now, there doesn't have to be a blood emergency.
Today's weather, sunny and mild, high near...
We can say one thing for Pietro. At least his heart is in the right place. He realizes that man, and some women, cannot live happily alone. So he has created a companion piece for Miss Masterson. As for distraught Dr. Kellerman, a thing of beauty may be a joy forever, but certainly not in his present state of mind. He is understandably terribly upset and has just hurried to Sheriff Talbot's office.
I just got a telephone call, Sheriff, from Dr. Harvey Murdoch, curator of the Cincinnati Museum. It seems that his assistant, Dr. Arnold Larson, is 2 days overdue from his vacation. He wanted to know if I had any idea where he might be.
Why you?
Oh, yes, I should explain. Larson visited the Menotti Garden about a week ago. He paid a courtesy call at my office. I had him driven out to the garden.
And he didn't come back to Birdsville?
No. He was spending his vacation backpacking and just wanted to stop off to see the garden. He'd never seen it.
Yeah, well, go on.
I phoned Pietro to tell him to expect Dr. Larson.
And did Pietro see him?
It didn't occur to me to ask him. I took it for granted. Now, good heavens, I hope this is not another missing persons case.
Well, why don't we just drive out to see Pietro?
Dr. Kellerman? Sheriff Talbot? What a surprise.
Sheriff Talbot would like to ask you a few questions, Pietro, about Dr. Larson.
Larson? Oh, yes, Dr. Larson. Yes, from the Cincinnati Museum.
Yeah, was he here the day Dr. Kellerman telephoned you to tell you he was coming?
Of course he came here. He enjoyed the garden very much.
How long was he here?
Well, let me see. He came about 10 o'clock. He spent a long time in the garden. Came back to the cottage about 3 o'clock.
And he left then, 3 o'clock?
No, he stayed about 1 hour. Had antipasto and wine. We talked. Nice man. He said he had to go. He wanted to get back to the overlook before dawn. Camp there.
Oh, yeah, there is a campsite there.
And that was the last time you saw Dr. Larson?
That is right. Is something wrong? Something happened to Dr. Larson?
He's missing.
He should have been back in Cincinnati 2 days ago.
Well, we better get back to town. Get out and alert to the Ranger Service and the Highway Patrol.
You hear, Dr. Larson? Your Dr. Murdoch did not find you. You stay here with Miss Masterson. Soon they will find the backpack I threw down into the ravine by Overlook. They will think you slipped over the rocks and fell into the river. They'll look, but they'll never find you. Never.
Good morning, Dr. Kellerman. I'm Shelley Curtis of Arts and Leisure Magazine.
So good to see you. Please do have a seat.
Thank you.
I understand you want to do a color photo layout of the garden and the exhibits.
Yes, for publication in about 6 weeks.
Good.
A week before the garden is reopened to the general public.
Well, splendid. Now, do you have enough background material?
Oh, heavens, yes. Your PR department has flooded me with material. I've got some ideas I'd like to try. I hope they work.
When do you plan to start shooting?
Well, I'd like to do it in two sessions. First this morning to study the subjects,
mm-hmm.
get the feel of the place, and do overall shooting, probably until about 4 o'clock.
Right.
Then I'd like another session towards dusk. Sunset with changing colors, golds, reds, and blues as darkness approaches. And finally, under the full moon, those nude granite figures of the fountain glistening wet in the moonlight.
It certainly sounds wonderful. I'll call the caretaker.
I'll drop by tomorrow before I leave.
Hmm. Oh. Hello?
This Sheriff Talbot.
I was just about to call you.
I thought you'd want to know. Ranger found Larson's backpack at the foot of a rock slide.
And Larson?
No trace yet. They're searching downriver. I just phoned Dr. Murdoch.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
Well, it's too bad, but it could have been worse. At least it wasn't found inside the Minotti Garden. You said you were about to call me, Doc?
Yes, Ben. You still have a highway patrolman on duty near the garden, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. Mike calls you. Why?
There'll be a magazine photographer working there. Name's Shelley Curtis. She might be doing some shooting around dusk and moonlight. You might alert Halsey. She might be shooting with flash.
Oh, yeah, I sure will. Thank you.
See you later, Pietro.
Excuse me, Miss Curtis.
Yes?
Before you start, do you mind if I ask a question?
Oh, not at all.
You take pictures for many hours, 100, 200 pictures. Your magazine will print how many?
Oh, 10, 20, maybe 30.
Huh. So much work. Huh. What time will you come back?
Sunset is about 8 o'clock. I'll be back by 7.
Well, it gets dark fast. Here, I have an extra key for the gate. It's no good for you to wait outside by yourself in case I'm not here.
Oh, thank you.
Miss Masterson. Look, Dr. Larson. It is me, Pietro, in my skin suit. I look like a statue. Millions of people will see a picture of the three of us together. Hey, I'll take you, Miss Masterson, and put you on the hand truck. So, I now take you and I put you with Minotti statues, Miss Masterson. Then I come back for Dr. Larson. Then we wait for Miss Curtis to come back by moonlight to take a picture. I'll show you, Minotti. I'll show the whole world. I, too, am a genius.
Masterson. Do not move, Dr. Larson. She is coming. Do not move. She is not stopping. Miss Curtis.
Oh, God. Who called me? Oh, I could swear something touched me.
Hurry! Hurry!
Just take it easy, ma'am. Where are you?
The Bernotti Garden. The caretaker's cottage. But please, hurry!
Now, calm down, ma'am. Where's caretaker Pietro?
I don't know. I don't know. I ran here. The door was open.
You the photographer?
Yes. Yes, I am.
You ran there?
Well, one of the statues. A statue of a man. As I passed it, a finger touched my back. My name was called.
Now, listen, Miss Curtis. Are you sure about this? You sure you're not imagining this? Oh,
please. Please. You must believe me.
Sorry, Miss Masterson, Dr. Larson. She did not take pictures of us. Excuse me, please. I leave you for a little while to go see Minotti. I think Miss Curtis has gone to take a picture of Minotti. I must be in the picture with him. Excuse me, please.
This is Halsey, Sheriff. I'm with Miss Curtis at the cottage.
Is she all right?
I'm pretty shook up.
What'd you think, Halsey?
She insists she's not imagining it. We're walking up to where she says it happened. Have a look around.
All right, keep me posted.
Okay.
Right there. But he's gone. There were three figures. That woman and the man on the ground, and one was standing. One was standing!
Now, don't get excited, Miss Curtis.
But you must believe me.
Sure, I believe you.
There were three.
Take it easy. Take...
What was that? You hear it? Listen.
Yeah. From there.
Come on, let's go. Yeah, there, I see it.
That's the third figure I saw.
Yeah.
It's climbing that monument. The self-sculpture of Minotti at work.
Come on down. Come on down or I'll shoot.
No. Don't shoot. He's coming down.
Stay right there now. Don't run. I'll shoot! Don't run!
Sheriff, this is Halsey. There's something damn queer going on out here. We saw this statue, this man who looked like a statue. I ordered him to stop running, and it didn't. I got off two shots. He got away into the bushes.
Did you hit him?
Well, I don't know.
All right, stay with Miss Curtis. I'll pick up Dr. Kellerman and the search party.
Okay.
There's something very odd here. Those two figures on the ground, the woman and the man, I know every statue in the garden. I've never seen these before. Your flashlight, Sheriff, please. Now, these are not Minotti statues. Sheriff, would you mind tapping them with the butt of your pistol?
No.
That's not solid granite.
Hey, it's cracking. Wait a minute, I'll try my knife.
That's... Plaster of Paris.
Good Lord. Sheriff, it's a body.
Sheriff Talbot.
Well, what is it, Miss Curtis?
At the fountain. The water in the lower basin. It looks pink.
Blood?
I don't know.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's pink, all right. Could be blood. Dr. Kellerman.
Yes?
How many statues be in that fountain holding up the saucer bowl?
Seven. There are eight. One extra in the center.
Whoever you are in there, come out, or I'll shoot.
No, don't shoot, Sheriff. There's a water valve.
Halsey, shut off the water.
Oh, shut off the water! Don't shut off the water!
Oh, that's the thing! Man, the statue that touched me.
He's bleeding from the thigh wound. Jameson, Kennedy, carry him out of there. Halsey, call the ambulance. Just lay him down here now.
Oh, hey. Dr. Kellerman.
Who are you?
The skin mask on my face and head. Pull it off.
Yeah, let me do it, Doc. Yeah.
Pietro. Yes, Dr. Kellerman, Pietro Franzoni. And soon when Miss Curtis writes her story, the whole world will know I am just as good as Angelo Minotti was. Yes.
Pietro. At least he was spared the Chinese water torture. He's in the state mental hospital. And poor Miss Curtis, she's going crazy too because she can't remember what she did with her camera and the film she shot. I'll be back shortly. Some people have a talent for doing ordinary things in a special way. So do some cars. Like Buick Riviera, a personal luxury car that makes everyday driving not so everyday. Riviera, confident, uninhibited, different. Get inside and feel the road under your wheels in a car that's as special as you. Living free.
In God we trust. America speaks. George Washington remarked during the Constitutional Convention, "Let us raise a standard to which the wise and honest can repair. The event is in the hands of God." Presented by the Catholic Communications Foundation.
Here's a timely travel tip. If you drive up to the gate of Minotti Garden and find it still closed to the public, don't fret. Sit back, turn on your radio, and relax with another tale of mystery adventure. Our cast included Howard Da Silva, Joan Shea, Joan Arliss, Robert Dryden, and Jim Dukas. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
We need this planet.
We have no right to take it.
We will make better use of it.
But it is theirs. It is theirs.
They will destroy it.
No, the children. The children growing up today. Those children will save.
Are the children who will destroy it.
Give them a little more time.
How much?
A little more. Just a little more.
We have to stop. Do you hear, Miss Hastings? We have to stop.
Mr. Fowler, I don't understand you. What are you saying?
We have to stop.
Stop what?
Stop destroying the world.
Oh.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Uncle Ben's Long Grain and Wild Rice and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Outlook for Seattle, Tacoma, Everett, Bellevue and vicinity. Fair tonight, mostly fair tomorrow, but look for increasing cloudiness and a chance of rain tomorrow night. Showers predicted for Saturday along with cooler temperatures. Nighttime lows about 45 degrees. Daytime high should be about 70 tomorrow and cooling to 60 on Saturday. At the moment, 58 downtown, 56 at the airport. This is KIXI Seattle. The time, 11 p.m.
CBS News. A key congressional committee has drafted an energy bill that will raise taxes on gasoline and new cars. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The House Ways and Means Committee came up with a tentative measure intended to reduce America's dependence on foreign oil. It would raise gasoline taxes by 3 cents a gallon starting in January, Taxes would rise even more sharply unless gasoline consumption declines. The measure would impose taxes on new cars that fail to get at least 18 miles per gallon, starting with the 78 models. Chairman Al Ullman of Ways and Means calls it a good sound bill. Other members said it does not go far enough, and others said Americans are not exerting pressure for this kind of legislation. The Shah of Iran says world oil prices should be raised to offset the effects of inflation. The Shah said in the last year and a half, the oil-producing countries have suffered a 30% drop in income because of inflation, and he called that an intolerable situation. More news in a moment. Then, Arab fanatics kidnap the President of the United States, forcing the great powers to start the countdown for nuclear war. The suspense reaches a shattering climax in 34 East, the international bestseller, now in paperback. 34 East. Read it today while it's still fiction.
Have you had a cold or the flu, or been to the doctor recently? When you next see your doctor, ask him to write any prescription he gives you in generic terms instead of brand names. I'm Virginia Nauer, President Ford's consumer advisor. Generic is the common name for a drug instead of a brand name, and generic drugs often cost less. For more information on generic drugs, write to Consumer Information, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
The Ford Motor Company says it will raise new car prices this fall between 3 and 6%, blaming continued cost increases. Board Chairman Henry Ford II conceded the record high price increases for the 75 models helped trigger the worst sales slump in two decades. He also said Congress can help the auto industry recover and produce cars that give better gas mileage.
The single most helpful thing that Congress could do, both to improve automotive fuel economy and to help the automotive industry to recover from the damage done by the current recession, would be to defer any tightening of emission standards and to retain the present strict standards for 75 and 76 models for five additional model years.
Ford spoke to company stockholders at their annual meeting in Dearborn, Michigan. At a White House dinner Thursday night, President Lee Kuan Yew of Singapore told President Ford that Vietnam was an unmitigated disaster for America. But Yew said the United States can bolster its role in world affairs if Congress and the administration can agree on a coherent and consistent foreign policy. Earlier, Prime Minister Gough Whitlam of Australia said that despite Vietnam, non-communist nations can still see the United States as a reliable ally. Soviet leader Leonid Brezhnev has commented on the change of governments in South Vietnam. Richard Roth reports from Moscow.
Brezhnev's remarks came in an hour-long address delivered at a Kremlin ceremony marking the 30th anniversary of the end of World War II. His comment on Vietnam was the first public statement by a Soviet official here since the fall of Saigon. The elimination of the hotbed of war in Indochina, said Brezhnev, creates conditions for a further improvement of the international atmosphere. He went on to say, this will benefit the cause of international détente, and we hope also the détente in relations between our country and the United States of America. That was Brezhnev's only direct reference to the United States, though past American policy in Vietnam came under implied criticism when the Soviet leader said, events have proved that foreign attempts to suppress liberation movements are always doomed to fail. Richard Roth, CBS News, Moscow.
CBS News continues in a moment.
Bradbury's best-selling novel, 34 East, a ceasefire line is drawn in the Sinai. On one side, Egyptian and Soviet troops. On the other, Israel and its American allies. Then, Arab fanatics kidnap the President of the United States, forcing the great powers to start the countdown for nuclear war. The suspense reaches a shattering climax in 34 East, the international bestseller, now in paperback. 34 East. Read it today while it's still fiction.
United States Navy nurse Kathy Carmack talks about how she joined the Navy.
One of my roommates in school was going to go into the Navy, and she actually was the one that started getting all the literature for me, and I just happened to be a bystander, you know, and just listening when she talked to people and everything, and had no intentions of going into the Navy. But the more I heard about it, I just figured it was the best place for me.
Be a Navy nurse. and be something special.
Senator Edward Kennedy is introducing a bill to prohibit the deduction of first-class air travel as a business expense. Under Kennedy's measure, only coach airfare could be deducted. Kennedy says in this time of deep recession, there is no justification for a tax loophole, which requires the average hard-pressed American taxpayer to subsidize the comforts of first-class travel for executives. Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS in Seattle, KIXI. The time, 6 minutes past midnight. Beg your pardon. It's 6 minutes past 11 p.m.
Music for People Who Care continues on KIXI.